1, 2, 3.
Dustin Fox here with Browns linebacker Christian Kirksey. Christian, another week's in the books. How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good body-wise. Mm-hmm. I'm healthy. But, you know, we need to win games. And that's what I'm focused on. So this week, we had another opportunity to go against the Jets.
Yeah.
And hopefully come out with a win.
Now, you're a captain for the first time. And now, more than ever, they need your leadership on this team. Do you feel like you have to bring it?
Yeah, just being, you know, one of the guys who've been on this defense the longest, I feel like it's my responsibility to go out there and step up and be that vocal leader, and also go out there and, you know, make the plays when need be. So the guys are pushing me forward to be that guy. And, you know, I'm just taking full responsibility of that and just trying to go out there and lead my team to a victory.
Hey, D, y'all already know what time it is.
Go!
Hey, 3-and-out turnover. Look, I ain't see that he was right next to me, bro.
Pass right in your
face. Hell yeah.
Great job.
Damn. They pulled in front of me. So I'm looking at the quarter. I'm like, oh, shuffle. And he shuffled it right when I was right there.
You've been real passionate with the fans here in Cleveland.
Let's go! Yeah! Yeah! We need God tonight, baby!
What do you think about the fans in Cleveland?
The Dog Pound is, in my opinion, one of the loudest stadiums to play in. You know, when we out there on defense and we need a third down stop, you know, the crowd is right behind us. And I feel like, you know, we use that to our advantage. And that's like actually having an actual player out there. So, you know, I think our fans, you know, they're loyal. They stick right behind us. And now it's time for us to bring a win to the city.
There's been a movement lately in the National Football League with some of the social injustice in this country. And you have been right at the forefront of it, very passionate about it.
Well, you know, just being a leader on this football team, I also want to be a leader off the field. And we have a lot of, you know, social inequalities going on. For me, just being that leader and just having that mentality and having that personality, I feel like it's my responsibility to go out into my community, you know, and be somewhat of a light. We see the struggles that's going on in the community, especially in Northeast Ohio. You know, it's our job to police each other. It's our job to, you know, encourage one another. That's what I'm all about. And I just want to see people in their community just helping. And I think that's what these players on the team is about as well.
That's good stuff, Christian. Let's talk about this game, specifically the Jets coming into First Energy here on Sunday. Your old teammate Josh McCown's the quarterback. What's that going to be like on Sunday?
Oh man, I've learned a lot from Josh. I really looked up to him as a football player, and as a person, and you know, so we share a good relationship. So it's going to be kind of funny just going against him. But when we in the white lines and he has on that green and white, you know, he's my opponent, so I got to treat him as that.
And finally, we may see the young rook, Myles Garrett, on Sunday. What sort of impact is that going to have on the defense?
You know, Myles is a game changer, man. Just going out there and just having the feel of, you know, his presence, you know, in practice, it's just night and day. So I don't know the status of Myles, but if we do play Sunday, I think he'd be impactful for us and be a great player for us.
Appreciate the time, Christian. Good luck.
Appreciate you.